Time for some audio-described theatre and gallery news as well. We've got Anne Hornsby with us from Mind's Eye Description. Thanks very much for joining us again, Anne.
Lovely to be with you. Thanks, Alan.
Now, we've picked a couple of theatre productions and a tour we're going to tell people about today. And we're going to start with, I think, one for the kids.
Yeah, it's a great one to take the whole family along to. This is the SpongeBob musical. You might have thought you'd never live to get to see this, but who lives in a pineapple under the sea? Well, SpongeBob SquarePants. So it's described as an all-singing, all-dancing, dynamic stage show. When the citizens of Bikini Bottom discover that a volcano will soon erupt and destroy their humble home, SpongeBob and his friends must come together to save the fate of their undersea world. It's got lots of original music, dancing, lights flashing, comedy. It's everything you could want in a show to take the kids to and be completely entertained by it. The star there will be Tom Reed Wilson, who is known from Celebs Go Dating, and also Davina DeCampo. But people might know her from RuPaul's Drag Race, so she's going to be starring in it as well. Costume designs will be fabulous and it should be a whole load of fun. So we'll be describing the SpongeBob musical at Bradford Alhambra on the 22nd of April. The performance starts at 2:30 and we hope very much that we'll be able to do a touch tour like we usually do.
Sounds fab. Now, as with many shows, of course, some are touring productions, and if there are shows near you that don't have audio description, then do ask and get more on stage. So from SpongeBob's then to a classic, I actually got my daughter's tickets for this production while it's on tour, and it's Annie.
Yes, I seem to have been describing this for nearly 30 years.
No.
It's a hard knock life, Alan, it really is. So obviously we were very saddened by the news about Paul O'Grady because Paul has really brought the character of Miss Hannigan to life in many of the previous touring productions. And Paul was actually due to play the role on tour at some of the venues. So that's a really sad thing for the theatre world, but the show will go on. So this is the story of orphan Annie, who lives in the orphanage in New York. She desperately wants to find her parents. Now, she manages to escape out of the orphanage one night, and this is when she meets the beloved Pooch, called Sandy. All the dogs they have on tour are just so lovable. You just want to hug them all. And of course, she then gets taken out of the orphanage to spend the Christmas with Mr. Oliver Warbucks, the billionaire. And then the story is really very much about this big, somewhat cold and reserved businessman who spends all his time making money and doesn't have time for relationships in his life, to actually come to get to know this quirky little girl, this little redhead from the orphanage. And it has some great numbers in it, and it has some great characters in it as well as Miss Hannigan. And again, great dance numbers, great tunes, and it is a perennial favourite, which must be why it seems to almost always be on tour. So the more shows that we have that are family friendly like that, the better, especially when we're trying to introduce a new generation of theatre goers.
Absolutely. I mean, I love the movie, sort of out in the early 80s, and that's the one I always think of, and it's such a great production.
Yeah.
So, and as you say, you know, Paul O'Grady, what a loss to theatre and entertainment in general. But yeah, the show goes on. It is on tour. Will you be describing this one?
We're describing it first at Stoke Regent Theatre. So that's a big theatre in the middle of Stoke. That's on the 11th of May. And we're due to describe it at one or two other places. But generally, the company does support access and does support audio description. So if it's coming near you, do inquire, because there's a high chance that it will be audio described. We're doing it again in Bradford. That's on the 12th of June. But as I say, it does go to a lot of different places. So it's always worth asking.
Indeed. Now, we're going to leave the theatre for a little while, Anne. And you know, we talk about audio description. You know, arts venues, museums, galleries, you know, big events as well are having more and more audio described sessions and tours as well. You got one more to tell us about?
Yes, this is Gallery Oldham. They have three different galleries in this big modern building. And this one that we're describing is about an artist and also a mill worker called Sam Fitton, who captured life in the mills through his art. He was a very talented sort of caricaturist, and he produced over 400 cartoons for newspapers, particularly the Cotton Factory Times, which was a newspaper for Lancashire mill workers. So this exhibition puts his work on display, and it gives a real snapshot, and it's almost like a documentary feel, capturing the lives of the people that lived there and that worked down the mills. So it's a little bit about the life, the working life, the times which were difficult and dirty, but also what did people do in their spare time? What did they do in their leisure time? And his drawing skills are very funny. There's a lot of hilarity and funny scenes in them. So this will obviously be quite a challenge for me as an audio describer, because what I need to do is encapsulate this visual experience, look at the characters that he's depicted, what is going on in the scene, what is it about it that's funny, or how does he capture the lives of those individuals? So this one will be on the 11th of May. It starts at 11 o'clock and it takes place at Gallery Oldham. And if you're thinking of coming, just let us know in advance so that we can be ready to accommodate you. Because as I say, we have got a big group coming already, but I'm sure we can fit you in.
Now, if people would like to get in touch with you, Anne, or have a look at some of the events and shows you've got coming up, because there's loads of them, what's the best way to get in touch?
If you check the website, that's mindseyedescription.co.uk, and on there you can find a calendar of events right the way through into next year. You can also follow us on Facebook, that's Mind's Eye Audio Description, or on Twitter at Mind's Eye Arts, or indeed on Instagram, again, Mind's Eye Description. Sure, just drop us an email if you've got a query, mindseyedescription@gmail.com, and we'll get back in touch with you.
Lovely to chat again, and we'll catch up with you again next month. But thank you for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Lovely. Thank you, Alan.